I am available for children's parties, by the way. There is no justice, like I said. Can you imagine how cynical George Bush is to have Dan Quayle as his vice president? Can you, I mean, picture the cynicism. It's hard to. It's hard to, but picture it. Try, and you're off time. And you got a lot of free time. Just try and picture it. Saddam Hussein still in power. CIA has a plot to get rid of him. It's a plot they've used before to get rid of world leaders. The only difficulty they're having is convincing Hussein to fly to Dallas. And if they can get him there, you know, it's a piece of cake after that, you know. The lone gunman. The nut. That old ploy. And it works every fucking time. Back and to the left. That's what they tried to tell you, was that that was nerve endings that made Kennedy's head go. That was a nerve reaction. Pretty nervous guy, huh? Because it looked like an invisible baseball bat was hitting him from this side of the head. But it was a nerve reaction. Sure, 54 fucking witnesses ran up the grassy slope because they saw a guy with a fucking gun. But no, it was a nerve reaction. Kill George Bush. Kill Dan Quayle. Cancer, cancer, something. Tear their fucking limbs from limb. Are you with me on this? No, Bill, we're not. Bill, those are world leaders. They're good people trying to help our world. I don't think you're supposed to perform with 104 temperature. I don't know if that's healthy. Hello? Is that good? It's an old Baryshnikov technique. Gee, here I am trying to present you some ideas. I didn't know this shit would appeal to you. Fuck. Thank God, honey. Finally, some comedy. Oh, they're a bright, shiny object. Look, honey. Wake up. It's okay now. Shit, this guy might hit a watermelon with a hammer. Fuck. Don't lose attention now. He's got a bright, shiny object. We can watch him now without destroying our confidence in comedy. Maybe he'll put a rubber glove on his head and send us into stitches.
Hi, my name's Howie.
Yeah, great. Superb. Superb comedy reenaction. Folks, I'm going to throw up blood for you people because that's how much I love. Can I buy another one? I'll pay you. I'll give me a dollar. I don't want to buy any because I will smoke them all. Because I tried to quit and I started chewing that nicotine gum, right? And like an idiot, I'm chewing the gum and smoking. Double the fucking nicotine. I run out of gum. I have to start smoking twice as much. The whole plan fucking backfired. It backfired on me.
Whoa.
The patch, does that work? If I put it over my mouth? It's a nicotine patch right here. Well, I'd put it in my ass and still smoke. I went to acupuncture. That kind of worked. It helps reduce your smoking. It really does work. It's an ancient Oriental technique, and they take needles and they poke little holes in the filters of all your cigarettes. Yeah. I'm buying twice as much. But